It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am embracing the deeper meaning of my life's work. And sometimes I can have sort of this surface level understanding of an important life goal, and I can be so razor focused on achieving that goal that I lose sight of the deeper meaning behind it. And so, and let's not factor in if I'm challenged. If somebody comes along and says, hey, do you think you can actually pull it off, or you think you can do it within a certain time frame? Now my work is weighed down with me being right and, of course, proving you wrong. I recently had this thought and thought about the butterfly and sort of the purpose of the butterfly. You know, the butterfly brings beauty into this world. It is not a self-serving creature. And so when I think about my work in relation to that, my work is less about ticking off another box of a list of accomplishments or proving a naysayer wrong or even proving to myself that I could stay the course. But rather, it is more about how my staying the course has inspired another to stay their course. This is when change is on a whole nother level because it's bearing fruit. This is what I call a butterfly moment. So today's scripture that helps me press beyond that surface level understanding is Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So whether your change today is small or whether it's transformative in some way, step into your butterfly moment and allow that change to bear fruit. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.